This is a non-comer. That's A-D-N-A-N, space Q-A-M-A-R, dictating for Dr. Mahir Elder. Date of service is January 24, 2013. Patient name is Coral Vinegar, which that's C-O-R-A-L, space V-E-N-E-G-A-R. Date of birth is October 7, 1961. Primary care physician is Uma Goripati, that's U-M-A, space G-O-R-R-E-P-A-T-I. Please copy the address, phone number, and fax number of the primary care physician from page 1 of the dictation of October 6, 2012. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow-up. Next paragraph. Dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Ms. Vinegar in our cardiology clinic today. As you know, she's a very pleasant 51-year-old lady with past medical history significant for hypertension and congestive heart failure status post AICD implantation in 2010 with ejection fraction of 50 to 55%. She also has past medical history significant for non-obstructive CAD, obstructive sleep apnea, meningioma status post resection and blindness. She is in our cardiology clinic today for a follow-up visit. Next paragraph. On today's visit, she is complaining of shortness of breath after walking down one block. She denies any chest pain, orthopnea or paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. She denies any lower extremity edema, skin color changes, varicose veins, or intermittent claudication. She denies any palpitations, dizziness, or presyncopal or syncopal attacks. Next paragraph, past medical history. Past medical history is significant for number 1, hypertension, number 2, congestive heart failure, number 3, non-obstructive CAD, number 4, obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph. Past surgical history. Past surgical history is significant for meningioma, status post resection on the left side. Next paragraph, family history. Family history is insignificant. Next paragraph, social history. The patient denies smoking, alcohol, or illicit drug use. Next paragraph. Allergies. The patient is allergic to iodine dye. Next paragraph, current medications. Current medications include Lasix 80 mg once a day, Aldectone 25 mg once a day, Oxin 0.125 mg once a day, Aspirin 81 mg once a day, Reg 6.125 mg twice a day, which was increased to 12.5 mg BID on today's visit. Next paragraph, physical examination. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 135 over 78. Her pulse is 73 beats per minute. She weighs 354 pounds and her height is 5 feet 5 inches. She has a BMI of 58.9. Please copy and paste the rest of the normal physical examination template. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Number 1, venous Doppler ultrasound study of the lower extremities. The venous Doppler ultrasound study of the lower extremities was done on January 5, 2013 and shows no evidence of deep venous thrombosis. Point renal vascular ultrasound study performed on January 5, 2013 shows no evidence of abdominal aortic aneurysm in proximal and mid aorta. The study shows asymmetric right and left kidney sizes with the right kidney appearing smaller in size. There is no evidence of renal artery stenosis. Right and left renal arteries were noted to be normal. Point lab chemistry. Lab chemistry performed on December 18, 2012 shows sodium 141, potassium 4.1, chloride 105, carbon dioxide 26, anion gap 10.
When you have a famous father on your field,
triglycerides 176, cholesterol HDL 28, cholesterol LDL 149, WBC 9.1, RBC 4.67. Platelets 517, hemoglobin 8.9, hematocrit 30.9. EKG, Please copy the EKG findings from page 2 of the dictation of October 6, 2012. Next point. Lower extremity venous waveform. Please copy and paste the lower extremity venous waveform findings from page 2 of the dictation of October 6, 2012. Next point, DLCO testing. Please copy and paste the DLCO testing findings from page 3 of the dictation of October 6, 2012. Next point, stress test. Please copy and paste the stress test findings from page 3 of the dictation of October 6, 2012. Next point, chest x-ray. Please copy and paste the chest x-ray findings from page 3 of the dictation of October 6, 2012. Next point, ABI. Please copy the ABI findings from page 3 of the dictation of October 6, 2012. Next point, left heart catheterization. Please copy and paste the left heart catheterization findings from page 3 of the dictation of October 6, 2012. Assessment and plan. Number 1, unexplained azotemia. On our last visit, the patient's creatinine level was noted to be 1.5 milligrams per deciliter and blood urine nitrogen of 14. We had recommended a renal vascular ultrasound study and to discontinue lisinopril. The renal vascular ultrasound study was performed on January 5, 2013. The study revealed no evidence of abdominal aortic aneurysm in proximal and mid-aorta. The right kidney appeared slightly smaller in size. There was no evidence of renal artery stenosis, and the right and left renal arteries were noted to be normal. The patient was instructed to follow up with her primary care physician. Next point, venous insufficiency. On her last visit, the patient complained of swelling in her legs. A venous Doppler ultrasound study of the lower extremities was undertaken on January 5, 2013. The study revealed no evidence of deep venous thrombosis. On today's visit, the patient does not complain of any swelling in her legs. We have recommended her to be compliant with her medications. We will continue to monitor the patient's condition on her next visit. Next point, hypertension. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 135 over 78, which is pre-hypertensive. Her dose of Coreg was increased from 6.125 mg twice a day to 12.5 mg twice a day. The patient was recommended to adhere to a strict low-salt and low-fat diet and to exercise regularly. We will continue to monitor her blood pressure readings in her follow-up visits. Point, congestive heart failure. The patient's most recent 2D echocardiography showed ejection fraction of 55 to 60%. She is NYHA functional class classification 2 due to non-ischemic etiology. The patient is a status post AICD implantation in 2010. On today's visit, the patient was noted to have 4 episodes of non-sustained ventricular tachycardia lasting less than 3 seconds. The patient's dose of Coreg was increased from 6.125 mg twice a day to 12.5 mg twice a day. She is encouraged to follow up with the device clinic for device check and interrogation. The patient has a 2D echocardiogram scheduled in March. We will see the patient back in our clinic with the echo results in March. We will continue to monitor the patient's condition in our follow-up visits. Next point, coronary artery disease. The patient is a known case of non-obstructive CAD. She is status post left heart catheterization done in February 2010. On today's visit, she denies any symptoms of chest pain. She is to continue the same medication regimen at the same time being. No intervention is required and we will continue to monitor. Next point, lower back pain. The patient is advised to lose weight. She is recommended to take a low salt, low fat diet and to exercise regularly. She was recommended to see a primary care physician for weight reduction. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Mrs. Coreg, Mrs. Coral Vinegar. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns. We will see Mrs. Vinegar back in 2 months after her echo is done. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue to see her primary care physician. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Adnan Kamar, dictating for Dr. Mahir Elder. This is the end of the dictation, period.